Frothy foul play. I couldn't stop myself from smiling when I noticed Tom had gotten off the boat and walked up the boardwalk toward the beanhive. Maybe I should call Birdie and tell her to be nice to him, I told myself, and was a smidge relieved when I watched him take a hard right down the pier across from the beanhive. Tom Foster, you don't seem like the fishing kind. I made the observation as I watched him walk into the bait shop, which was located in the middle of the pier. You had to walk through the little store to get to the other side of the pier. Shortly after I said that, he walked out the other side, which gave him zero time to even look around or purchase anything. I watched as he approached another person wearing a long brown trench coat with a hood, hands shoved into the pockets. What is that about? I asked myself when I noticed the two appeared to be arguing and watched closely. As if I were watching a movie, the drama played out before me, and not too long into the drama, I saw the trench coat wearer pull what looked like a gun out from the pocket. For a second, I stood there, stunned. Was this really happening? I questioned what I was seeing. Tom Foster stumbled forward a little before falling to the ground, and I realized there had been no shot. Help! I screamed. Call 911! Frantically, I bolted past the lady who had come back out to see what on earth I was yelling about. Silencer! Someone used a silencer! I fumbled with my cell phone as I tried to call Spencer Shepherd, the Honey Springs sheriff, to tell him I'd just witnessed a shooting and get an ambulance to the pier. When he didn't answer, I called Gloria Day. Gloria, I'm so glad you answered, I gasped and ran down the path toward the dock. I was just at the Be Happy Resort. I'm dying to get off work so I can get over there. I told Big Bib that... Gloria, stop talking, I screamed into the phone. Listen to me. I slowed down to tell her exactly what I'd seen, while in front of me, Big Bib drove the pontoon up to the Be Happy Resort dock with even more guests. I'm sorry, you have to wait, I told a couple of the guests waiting to get a ride back over to Honey Springs. Listen, I need you to put this thing in high speed and get me across the lake. Someone was shot.
Shot?
Big Bib looked at me with a confused look. Yes, Tom Foster, the man you just dropped off, was shot on the pier. I saw it with my own two eyes. My chest heaved up and down at the thought of wasting any more time to save Tom. Go! I slid my gaze over to the pier by the boat dock in anticipation of what I was going to find once we got across the lake. A chill scurried up my legs, leaving a trail of goosebumps and bringing me back to this morning's thought when my feet had hit my cold floor. I had known it was going to be a chilly day. I just didn't know how chilly until now. Chapter 1. Morning was always my favorite part of the day. Maybe it was the feeling of a fresh start. Maybe it was the amazing sunrise that lit up the sky with glorious oranges and reds that skidded across the calm water off Lake Honey Springs. Or just maybe it was the smell of freshly brewed coffee that filtered throughout the beanhive, my coffee shop. I sighed as I shifted my gaze away from the boardwalk and peered over my shoulder at the clock on the wall behind the counter. Soon, my only employee would be walking through the door, and shortly after that, she'd be followed by our first customer of the day. I was very appreciative of my customers, but the sound of Pepper, my schnauzer, snoring lightly, all snuggled up in his bed next to the fireplace, sparked a deep joy in my heart. With a mug of hot coffee nestled between my hands, I turned my eyes back on the sunrise, inhaling a deep breath to get the most aromatic whiff possible of my cup of wake-me-up, and then closed my eyes. I felt the first warm rays of sun reach down the pier and across the boardwalk and kiss my face. Welcome, sun, I whispered, and opened my eyes, pushing my black curly hair behind my shoulders.